The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. It's 7:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, Brock?
What's up, you ace?
You slack jaw.
You slack, you hillbilly. You hillbilly son of a bitch. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I'm not sure if this is because of the Tiger King or maybe because we haven't been able to get our hair cut and now we're just kind of going crazy and we want to cut our own hair. Apparently, Google searches for how to cut a mullet have gone up 124% since we started staying at home.
Wow. See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. People are doing it because they're in quarantine. Nobody's seeing them. As soon as all these people get to go outside and you can go out and do stuff, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to shave the mullet off. See, like, you know what? Here it is. If you shave the mullet now, you got to stick with it. You got to stick with it at least for like a month when this is all over with.
I agree. Yeah, don't just do it. I mean, this could bring back the mullet hairstyle. Searches for how to cut men's hair are up 632%. So maybe a lot of guys, I'm guessing, are thinking like, well, hey, I might as well do the mullet. It's long enough now. And that's the beautiful thing about a mullet. You don't need, I mean, you can do the old Kentucky waterfall where it goes halfway down your back, or you can keep it high and tight, you know, maybe just right at the nape of the neck. You know, it doesn't need to be super long to be a mullet.
I think we're all thinking about the haircut, though. Right about now is the time. I got a haircut right, like, literally like a day before this whole thing happened. And so I've just been kind of, like, banking off of that, rolling off of that. But now it's getting to the point where it's getting pretty long, man.
Well,
I need to do something.
You keep your hair pretty short. For you, mm-hmm. You keep it pretty well trimmed. I go in stages where it's like, it's been, like, 6 months. I guess I'll cut it. And sometimes I'm like every, you know, 3 weeks. It all depends on how I'm feeling. But mine is getting pretty shaggy. And you know what? I could do a mullet right now. I really could.
Here's the thing, though. If you guys are out there doing the mullet, don't do it just for the Facebook picture and then shave it off.
Yeah.
That's weak. If you do the mullet, you got to support it for a while. You got to let mom and dad, everybody see it, you know?
I want to see it.
That's what comes with a mullet. A mullet is not a... is not for the faint of heart, all right?
No.
If you're going to rock a mullet, you're going to rock a mullet.
It comes with an attitude, too. You know, a certain type of personality, attitude. You got to be a certain way if you're sporting the mullet.
Legend says that if you cut a mullet, if you go out to your garage the next day, there's a 1984 IROC Camaro out there.
Duh. Just delivered. As soon as you shave it in, it's just
and
like, here
inside,
you go.
Inside the CD player is a Def Leppard CD. It just happens.
Oh, awesome.
The mullet fairy comes and leaves you an IROC Camaro and a Def Leppard CD.
Yeah. See, if I was to do the mullet too, I would do the, I'd have to do the lightning bolts.
Ooh.
Above the ears. I think that just completes it.
Dude, you know what? I might do that.
Dude, I'm serious. I will help you. I will pay for it. Whatever it costs to do
Kiki
it yourself.
Kiki could do it. We got the clippers here at home. I think she could probably handle it pretty well.
Just do it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm really tempted. And I could do the mustache. I could do that thin little mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be really short on the sides, Brock. And you got to leave it long on top, too, man. And just...
Well, see, now that's what I'm torn about is because I do got some good length and I've been planning on growing it out. But I'd have to keep the, I would do probably a flat top on top.
Dude, if you could do the Schwarzenegger flat top.
Yeah.
From like the original Terminator.
I have a cowlick in the front, right in the front. I could do the most epic flat top you have ever seen. Like perfect. And then that could just go down into my beautiful flowing locks behind.
Here's the problem. Because at a barber one time, I was asking him, I was kind of questioning him about his job. I'm like, what is the hardest haircut to do? And he's like, flat top. He's like, yeah. it's a lot harder than you think. You think you would just, you know, flatten the top, but it's not. It's different lengths and different spots of your head. So you gotta be pretty talented to get a good flat top going.
I could do the perm mullet, where you perm the top and then you let the back just hang.
Or you could do the whole thing like Mr. Perfect. Just bleach it blonde and just go full curls.
This is going to be the worst.
Can you do a fro? Like, if you curled your hair, if you permed your hair, do you think you could fro it out?
My hair is fairly thin. I don't know if I would get super, enough curls to really, because you do the perm and then don't you got to, comb it out or something? Yeah. I don't know how you do
it. Yeah, the Jackie Moon.
Yeah. Jack, you know what? It would not be as Jackie Moon-esque, but maybe. Will Ferrell, I'm pretty sure, had fairly curly hair before he started that. So, yeah. Jackie Moon. Baby, who wants to love me sexy? Yeah.
Love me sexy. Nice.
So, we'll see. You know what? When this is all said and done, I'll do it for sure. But I just want to know, I kind of want to get my hair a little bit longer first. So, all right, mullet's coming. Lastly, according to a new survey, only 53% of Americans say they always have pants on since they've been working from home. 22% wear pants most of the time. 12% say sometimes. 5% rarely wear pants. And 7% never do. Men are 3 times more likely to say they never wear pants while working from home. 9% of men never wear pants versus 3% of women. Now, okay, are we talking are you wearing just boxers? Do shorts count? Right. What's the parameters of this? Because right now I'm technically wearing pants. I'm wearing sweatpants, but they aren't the traditional pants like jeans or khakis or something like that.
And God knows I'm not. You never do.
We are.
I got a lap friend over here. I'm looking at.
We are one drop phone away from your dong being all over our social media.
Seriously though, the after show podcast, now it's on video. I'm looking around. I'm like, dude, there's things here I don't want on video. And one of them is pink.
It'd be a real
tan,
short video.
Or tan. I should say tan.
Did you catch that?
What'd you say?
I said it'd be a real short video.
Widescreen.
Yeah, better turn that thing sideways because it's huge.
It's the only time you can do vertical video is when you're videoing me.
Oh, God. So dumb. All right, there you go. We got mullets and dongers just hanging out your sweatpants on your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.